Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أنزل علينا كتاب مبين الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم وبعث نبيين مباشرين ومنذرين وأنزل معهم الكتاب بالحق ليشهد الناس إلى سبيل الهدى ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين يا أيها المسلمون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله والجمعة مبارك أما بعد وما أنفقتم من نفقة أو نذرة أو نذرة من نذر فإن الله يعلم وما لظالمين من أنصار صدق الله العظيم الله المعلي says for the truth. This is the 270th ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, and an expression of it is, and whatever you spend in charity or devotion, be sure Allah knows it. But the wrongdoers, the oppressors, in this particular presentation, the oppressors, have no helpers. Sadaqallah al-Azim. A dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hulmi wa-ajzi wal-qasr wal-bukhli wal-jubn wal-dala'i al-dayni wa-ghalabati al-rujan. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An expression of this dua is, O Allah, I seek refuge with you from anxiety and grief. I seek refuge in you from helplessness and laziness. I seek refuge in you from cowardice and miserliness. And I seek refuge in you from being overpowered by death and the oppression of men. Sadaq Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we continue on the subject of wealth as one of the five daruri, one of the five obligations for building Ummah, the five necessities for building Ummah. And we'll continue to talk about this dua actually is the foundation for what we've said from last week. This week, I just want to finish these pairs here. Because everything here in the dua of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, everything here is a trait, which if we have them, they keep us in unhealthy economic conditions. If you have these traits, they keep us in economically unhealthy conditions. Anxiety and grief, helplessness and laziness, cowardice and miserliness and indebtedness and oppression. All of those conditions, if we are in those conditions or we have those traits, the traits of those conditions, then that accounts for our economic circumstances. So at the same time that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us to make this dua to Allah to seek refuge from that, we should also hear in that dua to say, God, help me stay away from anxiety and grief. Help me stay away from lack of strength and laziness. Help me stay away from cowardliness and miserliness. Oh Allah, help me stay away from indebtedness and oppression. But don't forget to include in that oppression, which I doubt we're going to elaborate on today, but that oppression as you oppressing yourself. A number of places in the Quran where it says, "Inni zalamtu nafsi," I have oppressed myself. Because we don't always look outside, or we shouldn't always look outside. Look at what the oppressor is doing. You might need to look in the mirror, but I'm moving on. Because we may be oppressing ourselves. And what we've covered last week I considered covered. Al-hamm wal-huzn. Anxiety and grief. And the focus of that, briefly stated, is that anxiety speaks about the fear of the future, and grief speaks about sentimental suffering about the past, holding on to things in the past that we continue to suffer from and grieve over. That grief. Anxiety is, oh, what's going to happen? You're fearing something in the future that may happen. And we should always understand, clearly this goes through the whole thing. It's like Allah is never absent at any time or place. Allah is always present. Nothing happens except by the will of Allah. These are just like a mantra, let's say, that Muslims always have. And it's that protects us from being overwhelmed by anxiety and grief. If we remember and truly give Allah that reality in us. Is it true that Allah is present at every time and place? Is it true that nothing happens except by the will of Allah? Okay, if that's true, then whoever submits their whole self to Allah and is a doer of good, on such shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. This is Quran. So it's the decision. It's a decision we have to make to say, okay, I believe that. And when you truly believe that, when that enters into your heart, then anxiety and grief goes out of your heart, right? So the dua is to help us bring these things deeper and deeper into our being. And also lack of strength and laziness. Lack of strength. And from a physical perspective, we mentioned it last week, but I'm just trying to give the briefest of summary. Critical being as it relates to economic development, as it relates to wealth creation, and when it comes to anxiety and grief, you are not optimally operating when you're filled with anxiety and grief. When you feel with anxiety and grief, the body system, you know, starts, operating in us in a way that is not productive. Stress, anxiety, you know, the release of hormones, neurochemicals, different, et cetera, that shut us down in a certain way such that those resources that we are looking for to help us create and produce and be energetic and be, how can you say, positive, optimistic. You can't do that when you're filled with anxiety and grief, right? So one of the reasons you want to seek refuge from anxiety and grief is so that this machinery that Allah has given you in body, mind, and spirit can go to work to produce this wealth that Allah has empowered you to be able to do so. But, or rather, continuing there, the next thing is from lack of strength and laziness. This term, actually, has to do with competence, and it has to do with potency, right? So you want to be away with or not be subject to this ajzi. It's to be capable. It's to use your capability. If you're helpless, you have no capability. If you're helpless, you have no ability. But we have abilities, and Allah has given us abilities. The question is, are we putting our abilities to use? That's critical, right? So we seek Allah's refuge from this lack of strength and laziness. So we boil that down to ability and willingness, ability and willingness. There are some people who have the ability, but they're not willing to use it. There are some people who are willing, but they're not able to do what they are willing to do. So you have to have both. You have to have both the ability and the willingness. Absent one or the other, you're not going to be able to be successful. So the dua is an invitation for Allah to help us to be those who are able and willing to do what we have to do in order to accomplish what we hope to accomplish. So you have an individual that has ability, the individual has this willingness, but then what's the next thing that can stop the individual, even in the presence of those? Miserliness and cowardice. Miserliness and cowardice. So one of the things early on that we pointed to, and we're going to reinforce that now, and that is we have been deluded, brother and sister. We have been deluded about the nature of wealth and the nature of creation as relates to wealth and the nature of how creation responds to us with regard to wealth. We have been blinded to the readiness, the willingness, the nature, the order, the command in the creation to give to those who give. Allah has ordered the creation. The one who gives, then you multiply for them. This is the order of creation. This is not a Church of Hakim thing, okay? This is Allah's order. Spend, O son of Adam, and I will spend on you. But Satan threatens you with poverty. Satan deludes us into thinking that if I give away something of my wealth and my resources, now I have less. And whoever I gave it to has more. Who told you that? It wasn't Allah that told you that. From a sense perspective, from a concrete, physical, visual perspective, yeah. If I have a stack right here, and then I move some of this stack over to somebody else's stack, then physically, yeah, my stack looks smaller, and their stack looks bigger. But what about the order of God? How much did your stack grow when you moved that off your stack? What you see is not what you actually have. What you see is what remains of what Allah has favored you with. And now you just made an investment by giving it. And so you have, how do you say, what do you call that? When you're going to get payment later for something. Well, God's IOU is here. What is it? There's a profit and loss statement. There's business people out here. Yeah, dividend, all of the above. Okay. So show you that I'm not on the quote-unquote business side of it in the context of profit and loss statements, but the assets and liabilities, okay? So the point is, that now you have an asset. Your portfolio now has an asset. And remember we said, and Allah says it in the Quran, yukhlifuhu. He says, whatever you spend, Allah will return it to you. Okay, so there's a return that you expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that giving, because that's the order that Allah has established. And so now you have an asset, a promissory note from God. That was how we said it the last time from this verse of the Quran. You have a promissory note. God says, I promise you, whatever you give, I will replace it and I will multiply. It will grow with me. All right, but you have to believe that. You have to believe that. But I want to move on. In terms of there were two verses that we started in the early part of this series, 261, to remind us about how miserliness holds us back. It really does. Because when you don't act charitably, when you don't act generously, let alone the zakat. Zakat is a mandatory, it's an obligation. But sadaqah, zakat, the free will giving, that is where the multiplication actually happens. And you got to decide to believe and to act on that in order to generate more wealth in your life and in your livelihood. So this the verse starts out is saying the one who gives is like a grain. And then the grain, 7 ears. And then on each ear, 100 grains. So that's God telling us. But we started there to remind us, remember, it's not the thing that you're giving. It's you, the giver. You're the grain. The 7 ears are going to come up in you. The 100 grain on each one of those ears represent the perfection of the fullness of your potential. And when you perfect the fullness of your potential, even perfecting a small part of your potential, that's what we're seeing in the world of people. Do you think that, just think of anybody, I don't care. Think about the top 10 list of most wealthiest men and women in the world, blah, blah, blah. Do you think they're using 100% of their potential? No. They're not using 100%, but they're using a lot of it. And they're leveraging a lot of what comes out of the part of their potential that they do use. So what is it for us? One of the easiest ways of leveraging wealth for Muslims and for human beings, but for Muslims, we've been given this as an instruction, the easiest way, be a giver. Be a giver. Be a giver. And when you are a giver, you are invoking, you are provoking. I'm not talking about the secret. I'm not talking about the law of attraction. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what Allah says in the Quran and the nature of creation. So when we are not miserly, and God says in the Quran, whoever is saved from the covetousness of their own soul, they have indeed achieved the supreme achievement. You see how I'm kind of, I'm not really begging you. I am adjuring you. Look that up when you get a chance. I'm adjuring you. Come on, y'all. Don't you see what God has said? This is all yours. All you got to do is take some of what I've given you. Take some of what I've given you and give it where it's needed. And then God says, then I'm going to open up doors of grace to you so that you can do it again. And you can do it again. And you can do it bigger. And you can do it better. That's God's system. You just got to decide, do I believe that? And one of the ways you know what you believe is just watch yourself what you do. So that's the miserliness, right? And then, so the point is 2261, don't be miserly because that's the way that you grow. Bottom line, that's the way that you grow. Then also the same thing was said, not the same thing, same principle in verse 265, a description of the one who does that as being like a high garden. Oftentimes we focus on the actual resource itself, when in actuality it's the individual. You are the high garden. You are the grain. When that's your attitude, and when you exercise that, when you apply that, then what happens is you see yourself growing in ways that you didn't know that you could grow. You just really think about that. Let's move on because I want to get in at least one more principle before we move on. Miserliness. So don't be miserly. Don't be chintzy. Don't be ingenerous, my word. Because you're not using the universe and your existence in the best way when you do that. That's not the best use of your resources. The best use of your resource, as I have described. And let's mention about this cowardice, right? And how that relates to our wealth position. We focused on ability and willingness. Some of us, well, all of us are gifted. All of us are gifted. Allah subhanahu, all of us are gifted. And I think sometimes, having heard this before in so many ways, so many times, et cetera, maybe it just becomes so much white noise for us. Yeah, I heard that all the time. Somebody told me, you got talent. You got ability. So now you become numb to it. My hope is that, yeah, and don't live by the calendar, live by the spirit. I have to say that too. Imam Darnell brought that out to Imam. People talk about how old they are. And the Imam said, live by the spirit, not by the calendar. Very important to remember that. Listen to this again. The soul doesn't get old. Did you hear that? Don't you sometimes feel like you're still as young as you was when you were? That's because your soul never gets old. Now, the body, that's a whole nother story. That's why we gotta take care of it. But the soul never gets old. And what I'm saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each one of us a gift. I'm talking about a gift from God. You got to ask yourself, do I really believe that? Do I really believe that the creator of the heavens and the earth has done something special in me that I have to discover and put to work in this world? Do I believe that? If you don't believe it, now you got to ask yourself, okay, so what am I waiting for? No, meaning this, how am I going to get taken care of? Because ain't nothing in me. So somebody got to take care of me or I'm done. That's if you don't believe that. But if you do believe that, what you have to do is go to work in discovering it. Then take it to the marketplace, and that's where the cowardice issue comes in. What you're scared of. If you think you have a talent, if you think you have an ability, if you think God did not leave you empty, he created you, if you don't think that he created you as an empty vessel, but that he has given you some gift, why aren't you taking that talent to the marketplace? And when you get to the marketplace, are you selling yourself cheap? We're talking about self-worth here. What do you think you're worth? $15 an hour. I ain't mad. That's good. You can't pay the cat if you ain't got it. If you got it, then do that. But I think God created you with a capability much broader than that. I don't think that Elon Musk and the other guys, they're not aliens. They're human beings. Yeah, they have advantages. Don't get stuck there. Nothing happens but by the will of Allah. And sometimes Allah, I know, not sometimes, Allah uses others to make resources available for others who don't have access to those same resources. I'm going to end with this statement, just as an example. Anybody who knows anything about AI, if you know about OpenAI, OpenAI is from Elon Musk. Effectively, OpenAI, and then he made it open source. He said, everybody can have it. See, but now, if you're not in touch with that, what does that mean to me? See, that's the problem. It means something to everybody and everything in the world and every system you depend on. And if you have no knowledge of it, then we're just like some ants that I saw this morning. I saw the ants. I thought about Solomon. I know I'm over a couple minutes. I thought about Solomon. And the ant said, watch out, the army of Solomon is coming. And then Solomon laughed. What a beautiful thing. He said, this is a grace from Allah. That's the level Solomon was on. Right? So, I mean, naturally, logically, you think about, did Solomon, like, really hear ants? The queen ant. I'm not inclined to believe. Because, like, you look how far it is. Like, I'm up on 30,000 feet, and you on each 14th. And you say, hey, Fahim, I can't hear you. What I'm trying to say to you is that there are people who are no bigger than ants to some people because they have not touched on and realized their God-given potential. وفي الآخرة حسنة وكان أزداد النار الله أكبر Fear. Bismillah. Don't be afraid. I mean, there's very, very few times that we're just not in the habit of really looking into ourselves about certain things and asking, why am I not doing that harder or more? Why? And we don't ask ourselves the question, what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What's stopping you from doing that thing that when it comes up to be done, and then you find yourself stopping yourself from doing what you know you should do, you got to ask yourself, why? Oh, look at this story when you get a chance. I'm not going to talk about it today. It's all kind of resources. The Battle of Mut'ah and Ibn Rawah. Look that up. You'll love it. The bottom line, he had to talk to himself to get him to go fight the way he's supposed to be fighting. He was sitting out eating something, chicken, whatever. Whatever, not fear. He was sitting out eating something, and, you know, people out there battling. What the hell are you doing? And he went out there, and yes, he was martyred. But he had to convince himself. He had to talk to himself and tell Ibn Rawah, man, you better go do what you're supposed to be doing. Maybe we need to have that Ibn Rawah conversation with ourselves. Or whoever's calling us. So what's the solution? I have to give something of a solution. I have two hadith and a Quran to mention for you here. First is the solution to miserliness and cowardice is to submit completely with dependence and faith in Allah. To be generous and grateful. And take your resources and your potential into the marketplace with your mind on Allah and all that that means. I got that. It's all written out. Because each piece of it, so you have to be generous. You have to be grateful. Why? We're talking about wealth creation. Why? God says, and if you are grateful, I'll give you more. Straight Quran. If you are grateful, I'll give you want more from God? Be grateful for what he's given you. And that gratitude is shown by giving from what he has given to you. And that removes this miserliness and this cowardice that may be holding us back. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, it says that, and whoever is mindful of Allah, he will make a way for him from every difficulty. And he will provide from him from sources that he could not have ever imagined. I'm talking about this in the context of cowardice. I don't know. This guy's kind of risky. Do you know that the word risky comes from the Arabic word risk, which means provision? How are you going to get provision if you won't take the risk? All right? And Allah said, and I will reward you and give you from sources you haven't even imagined. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also lastly, on the issue of courage. The Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed, if you relied on Allah with the required reliance, you know, come on now. Go across with no net. Are you feeling what I'm saying? It's like, I'm going to do this with no net. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it can be done. So God says, with the reliance, with the required reliance, the Prophet, peace be upon him, required reliance. If you relied on Allah in that way, the Prophet says, he would provide for you just as he provides for the birds. They go out in the morning empty and return in the afternoon with full stomachs. Hey, I talked to you about ants and birds in the backyard. I saw squirrels there earlier. It's like, well, that is the message. What, God loves squirrels and ants and birds more than he loves you, his special creation? So we have to have the courage to rely on Allah completely and practice this way of life that Allah has given us. وَأَكِمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. And the anxiety and the fear goes away, and the ability and the willingness comes up, and the courage enables us to go out and take our potential and benefit from it, which is the intention of God. If we do that, then it's a sign of ingratitude on our part, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that he has given us everything necessary for the fulfillment of our lives. Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayyul qayyum, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Father, we are grateful for your creation. We are grateful for your creation of us. We are grateful for the life that you have blessed us to come into in Al-Islam. Oh Allah, make us sincere and true to what you have brought us to. Oh Allah, bless us to practice the ways of calmness and serenity. Bless us to practice the ways that lead to joy and happiness. Bless us to practice the ways that lead to empowerment and capability and strength. Oh Allah, bless us to practice the ways of industriousness and diligence and activity. Oh Allah, bless us to practice the ways of courage and valor. Oh Allah, bless us to practice the ways of generosity and charity. Oh Allah, bless us to practice the ways that lead to solvency and living debt-free and self-sufficiency. Oh Allah, bless us to practice the ways that defend human freedom, human liberation, fairness, and justice. We beg this of you only from the ground of the holders but you. Ameen. Allahumma ameen. Wa akhmi salam. Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله سيدنا محمد رسول الله استوى استقيم يرحمكم الله ويتقبلكم الله make a real straight and even leave no space between shaitan and the virus. If our roads are straight then our hearts would agree. Line of yards one line up with the muezzin. That's the key. So no, I don't know. So, Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. Iyaka al-Na'budu wa Iyaka al-Nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا أنت وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلا ربك فارغب. الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا والتين وزيتون وتور سنين وحر البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أقبل الله. أيوة الحمد لله. Do I have an announcement? Okay, one thing for sure is going on. Okay. Tomorrow, tell me where you can get free halal barbecue, and I'll be there with you. It's going to be, it's from 3 to 6, from 3 to 6. There's a spot in Oakland where you can get free halal barbecue between 3 and 6. Y'all find out. You tell somebody where they go. So, Marshall, for the people who listen on the outside, yes, right here, Message Worthy, 1747th Avenue. It's from the Give Back Game, sponsored by the youth group of Message Worthy, and featuring New African Kitchen on the grill. So you know what that means. It's about to be real serious, okay? So that's what's going on tomorrow. I don't have no birthday announcements, no anniversary announcements. Prayers for everybody. MashaAllah, Allah is never absent. He's also especially present for those who are ill anyway. And traveling. God peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum. All right. What's going on, man? Allahu akbar. Assalamu alaikum.